Romans, chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. We who died to sin, how shall we any longer live in it? Or are you ignorant that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him through baptism into death, that like Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we will be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away, it no longer to serve us as slaves to sin. For he who has died is justified from sin. But if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more, death no more has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once, but the life that he lives to God. Even so reckon also yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Don't let sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its desires. Neither present your members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God, as alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin will not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin, because we are not under law, but under grace? God forbid. Don't you know, that to whom you present yourselves as slaves to obedience, his slaves you are whom you obey, whether of sin to death, or of obedience to righteousness? But thanks be to God, that, whereas you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were delivered. And being made free from sin, you were made a slave to righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to iniquity, even so now present your members as slaves to righteousness to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard of righteousness. What fruit then did you have at that time in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and being made slaves to God, you have your fruit to sanctification, and the end eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.